Something for the weekend on Saturday. How are you? It's Trina Mara. I'm delighted to have Sheena Mitchell on the line. She is an Irish pharmacist from Milltown Total Health in Dublin 6 and also a podcaster, Wonder Baba. Welcome, Sheena, your first time on the show.
Thank you. Great to be here.
It's great to get 2 minutes when you're so busy because I know you've got kids as well. So it's running around like a mad thing, isn't it?
I know. I think that's constant parenthood though, isn't it?
Yeah.
I was torn in every direction.
No one tells you. So listen, I want to talk today about how to, this might sound mad, right? But this affects so many people. How to manage dust and pet allergies in your home. Because I couldn't believe how many people are affected by this. Something like 1 in 4 people.
Yeah, and 25% of the population. You know, it's extremely high. There's lots of different indoor allergies. And you kind of think once hay fever season is over, you're laughing. You're free from the sniffles. But unfortunately, as people move indoors now because of the cold weather, often dust allergies come to a forefront, basically. Mm. So, you know, the dust allergies are probably the most common. But also for people with pets, a pet allergy can kick in at any stage. You know, it's not something that you always have to have had. Yeah.
With the dust allergy, it's not that your home is minging and you never clean your home, but sometimes it's very hard to get all the dust out, isn't it?
Yeah, and you can't. Like, it's actually gross when you think about what dust allergies are. Mm. Basically, it's an allergy to dust mites. So they're an arachnid. So a cousin of the spider, would you believe?
Oh,
so
stop.
They feed, I know, it's gross for Saturday morning. But they feed off dust, and so kind of tiny skin particles that shed off people. And they love dark and they love humidity. So they kind of tend to, you know, accumulate in carpets, couches, bedding. Like, bedrooms are the favorite place for dust mites. And you can't possibly clean them away. Like, this is something you can't see. And we're all shedding tiny, tiny skin particles all the time. So it's nothing to do with having a clean house. You know, it's just something, unfortunately, we need to manage and live with.
Yeah, unless you're Mrs. Hinch. She seems to eat her dinner off the floor. It's so clean in that house. So, okay, so pet allergies as well. You pretty much know whether you're allergic to a pet the minute you go into a house. My husband, I think, is probably allergic to the dog, but we're trying to ignore it and pretend it's not happening because the dog's not going. He might go, but the dog's not going. So a lot of people face that as well. And you don't really know until you have the dog there already. Like, we had one dog and everything was fine. Then we got the second dog and it seems to be the second dog that's causing the allergy.
There is a lot you can do, and I'm totally of your frame of mind. The pets say so. I have 2 dogs and a cat myself, and look, ultimately cats and dogs are the most common cause of pet allergies, but it actually affects even things like birds and horses and rabbits, or if people keep reptiles. So I don't know how many people do, but yeah. So the allergy actually comes from the protein that's in the pet's saliva, or else in urine or dander. Okay, so with cats, you know, the way they're constantly licking themselves clean.
Yeah.
So it's actually the saliva on them that are the worst. And then with the dogs, a lot of it is dander. So you can get kind of low shedding dogs, but there's no such thing as a truly non-allergenic dog. But there is loads of things you can do to kind of help minimize, like keeping them out of the bedroom, trying not to let them sleep or sit on the couch, which is very difficult, washing their bedding regularly in kind of 60 degree wash and wiping them down, even when they come inside after being outside on the grass, just with a damp towel, even because sometimes they can hold pollen in their hair. Regular brushing and a bath once a week can just help to kind of stop a buildup of dander on their skin. And it's just, it's about management.
Once a week. Now, that's interesting because I remember talking about this before. And I think I asked a vet about how often you should bath the dog. I think they said once a year, twice a year, something like that.
But completely. And I think that's the normal because they can get irritated skin. So it's not ideal to be washing them all the time. But in the case of a household allergy, you know, you kind of have to prioritize a little bit. Mm. But I'd say, like, you don't have to completely soak them each time. Like, even I sometimes put my dogs in the bath and just kind of wipe them over with a really wet towel. So I'm not irritating their skin as much. And if you're doing a lot of regular brushing, like, a lot of it will actually come out by just maintaining their coat.
So the dust then as well, what, like, is it just a matter of, like, how do you manage that? Is there anything we can take?
Yeah, loads you can do. So in terms of, obviously, go through medical as well, but allergy proofing, the bedroom is definitely the biggest place to start because, as I said, it's a kind of dark and humid place. So putting dust mite protection all over your pillows, mattresses and duvets is good. Avoid kind of wool or feather bedding. Try and remove carpets in bedrooms. Obviously, not feasible, you know, most of the time. We haven't done it in our own house. So in that case, you can just hoover. If you've got kids in the house, try and store their toys in plastic wipeable storage boxes rather than clutter around the house that will gather dust. With teddies are very tricky. And I have this battle in my own house at the moment. Minimize the teddies to a few favourites. And then, like, as regularly as you can, maybe once a week or something, put the teddy in a hot wash and then tumble dry it and then pop it in.
Sorry to interrupt, Sheena, but I have a very serious question, right? How have I gone from in my household having two teddies to having about 3,000 of them? Has this happened to you as well?
Yeah, like they actually, like I have one child who has a bunny family and like breeding like rabbits is...
Literally.
Yeah. I'm kind of going, where are they springing up from? We have done this because this was a problem for me. And actually I recorded a podcast on Dustin Petology and I suppose it spurred on a bit of self-reflection. And I was like, okay, like I cannot be telling people to have minimal amount of teddies when my child can't even get into her bed. So we agreed that they would go to a teddy hotel. Okay. So now she's only allowed four in her room and the others are kept in storage box in the garage and she can visit them and swap them out once a week. So they're not gone, but they're not allowed in the bedroom.
But you dread birthdays in case anybody's buying another one.
I know.
Every time we walk by, you know those machines where you can win the teddy, the claw hand thing? My husband's obsessed with them. He can't walk by one without having a go. The big kid in him, you know, and I'm like, please don't let us win.
I know. No, and it's so hard. Like, there's so much more things you can do. Like, you can do kind of closing the doors and windows to keep moisture out, which always seems contrary to what you would think. But basically, humidity comes in when the windows are open, and you want to keep a low level of humidity in your room, kind of under 50%. So even simple things like that can help. Okay. You know, when you're not winning the teddy battle.
Right. Okay.
Just going to say, drug-wise or medication-wise, there is also a lot you can do. I always recommend the Salon Plus Salt Therapy purely because it filters all the dust particles out of the air and releases microcrystalline salt particles, which help to reduce inflammation and dry out some of the mucus. But on a basic level, you can use nasal sprays, which can be just saline to kind of wash away the allergens, or steroid nasal sprays, which you can get in the pharmacy over the counter without a prescription, if the symptoms, nasal symptoms are really bad. And taking a daily non-sedating antihistamine is absolutely fine for children and adults. You know, kids from two can use that.
Yeah, because I think some people think, oh, I can't take that every day because then it's not going to work anymore.
No, yeah, like you absolutely can. Because I suppose the thing with a dust mite allergy is that it's actually an immunoglobulin mediated sensitization. Sorry, big mouthful.
Wow.
Basically, it means it's an immune response. I should have just said that. So it's an immune response to the fecal matter of the dust mites, which, yeah, horrifying. But it is an allergy. So your body is recognizing that as an allergen. And by taking an antihistamine, they are relatively safe in the long term. So say, for example, people with hay fever often take them every single day throughout hay fever season. And that's absolutely fine because, you know, you can be really miserable with an allergy like that. And it's the same applies for dust season. So while you're implementing all of the kind of allergy proofing measures, it's definitely no harm to keep taking a non-sedating antihistamine during the day. And then obviously you can work towards reducing the dust and even, you know, considering something like Salon Plus, anything like that. Using eye drops can be helpful too, just to keep the eyes clear, because some people will get really itchy, runny eyes. Symptoms can be different to different people. Some people will get a runny nose, some people will get a blocked nose, some people will get a cough. People can be exhausted and tired and not feeling themselves. You know, the poor people with eczema and asthma, they can have flare-ups. But there is hope for the future in that there is a new immunotherapy called Acarizax. So this is only on prescription. And basically what it does is it gives you a tiny dose of the allergen. So tiny amount of modified dust mite allergen. And you take it every day. Now, it's only suitable from people kind of 12 to 65 years of age, but they can take it every day. But it's a big commitment because you have to take it for 3 to 5 years and then you'll be allergy free.
Oh, my God. That's amazing, though, isn't it?
It is. They've done it for a good few years with pollen. So there's been one on the market for pollen. My only problem with this is that the pollen is covered on the drugs payment scheme. So you won't pay more than €80 a month per household for that. But the dust mite allergen one, the Acarizax, is not yet on the drug payment scheme. I did contact the HSE and it is under review, but no update.
Is it expensive then?
It is quite pricey. So, you know, and especially when you think you have to buy a packet a month every month for 3 to 5 years.
There are some people who will pay anything because they're so fed up of this every day.
Yeah, I think like it's roughly over €100. And wow, the only thing is, if you have people with families who are on multiple medications between the parents and the kids, and a lot of people with dust mite allergy may also have eczema or be on inhalers for asthma as well. And it just means if it's with on the drugs payment scheme, the maximum for all the medication that you're getting is €80 a month. So like some people would already be paying the 80 and then have to pay the 100 or 150 on top.
Yeah.
You know? So
it's,
I think it needs to be reviewed and hopefully it'll get onto the drugs payment scheme because it'd be a big relief for people.
And just finally, just tell me, this saline thing that you spoke of, is that a plug-in gadget?
Yeah, like I'm a bit fanatical about this. I'm not going to lie. So a lot of people traditionally would visit salt rooms, you know, for respiratory problems or irritations in their airways, even sinus problems. So this kind of brings that treatment to your bedroom. So it's a device that you plug in your bedroom every single night. So it's for prevention of a flare-up. It works almost like a HEPA filter in that it removes all of the dust and pollen particles. So it's useful in the summer too. And then there's this little filter. And as I said, the little microcrystalline salt particles are so small that they can travel into your lungs and into the little bronchioles, where they can basically help to pull out mucus by osmosis, but also to reduce inflammation. So all the way from your nose down to your lungs. So it's a really good way of getting clean air in the bedroom. You're keeping the windows closed, so this is constantly cleaning your air, but also providing a bit of, you know, anti-inflammatory action as well.
Brilliant. That must be good for asthmatics as well, is it?
Yeah, and like even people with COPD, and actually even just for people who snore, because it helps to open the airways, which can help reduce snoring as well. So it's actually brilliant.
Win-win. And is that dear?
That is, well, we have it on offer at the moment. It's $123.95. It's normally $159.95.
Yeah, that's not bad, not bad.
Like, as you said, it is a big outlay, but I've had my device going in my little girl's room for 5 years and it's never broken. So
brilliant.
Now you do have to put in a new filter kind of every 4 to 6 months. But if you're not, say, using it during the summer because you're not affected by pollen and the dust doesn't seem to be an issue for you then you don't have to use it and you can just have it ready for next year.
Yeah.
You know, that kind
the
of
dog has gone on holidays to Spain.
Like, the dogs are staying.
With the dog friends. An 18 to 30 holiday. Lovely. All right, listen, Sheena, you're very good. Do you want to plug your podcast while you're on?
Oh, thank you. That'd be great. So it's a Wonder Baba podcast and it's available wherever you get your podcasts and just deals with all sorts of healthcare and parenting issues.
Listen, we'll definitely have you back so long as you'll come back to us.
I'd love to. It's been a pleasure.
Brilliant. Thanks, Sheena. Talk to you soon. And it's
thank
something
you.
For the weekend on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. All right, hang in there a second. Sheena Mitchell there, pharmacist. We're talking all about how to treat dust and pet allergies at home. But at more solutions coming up, it is something for the weekend on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.